paragraph Tesvov, another important highlight of the ceremony of Bris Milah, Veze Bechinas Kisei Shel Elio B'Shas HaMilah. With this, we'll understand the significance of the fact that at a Bris Milah, a chair is set aside and referred to as Kisei Shel Elio. This is the chair that's reserved for Elio Hanavi, who is going to join us for the Bris. And the child is actually placed on that chair and then picked up from that chair. Ki Eliyahu zocho bechayov la'ois la'shamayim. Because Eliyahu HaNavi was one of the exceptions to the rule. Eliyahu HaNavi was one of those rare individuals who went up to heaven alive. He did not experience death. Ki zocho levatel hazman bechayov. He was zocho to nullify time even while he was physically living in the world. V'alkein lo yhutzruch lomus. And that's why he didn't need to die. He didn't have to die. Ki machmazu amas hanochosh micheta domarishoim yefsher lichloel b'shleimus bozeh ha'olam b'bechina shleimus hazman. As a result of the filth of the snake, the tum of the snake from the time of the Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, it's impossible to plug everything in this world into lamala miyazman. V'alkein tzrichin lomus, therefore we have to go through the procedure called dying, death. V'oz kishayotzin mehaguf, and then when the soul leaves the body, v'haneshoma mizdakekes, and the soul goes through a purification process, whether it's in the ground with the worms and everything, or afterwards going through the soul goes through the purification, either in Gehenna or Nahar Dina, or all kinds of different purifications. Then the soul has the ability to rise up and plug into lemala miyazman, lebchinas lemala miyazman. Sheze bchinas chay olam haba kanal. That's the concept of olam haba, the life of olam haba. Aval Eliyahu zocho l'shleimus hadas b'chayiv. However, whereas Eliyahu HaNavi was zocho to shleimus hadas while he was physically living in the world, ad shelo yhutzruch lomus, and therefore did not require death at all, didn't need to die. Al kein, and this is why b'moitzoi Shabbos shemaschilan lehisoyer uvdin dechoil b'chinas avdus haneches b'shesh me'maisa. Therefore, as soon as Shabbos ends on Saturday night, when Shabbos is finished, and now the weekdays are revving up their engines, that sheishes yomim tavoy, that avdus, that uvdin dechoil are raring to go. B'chinas avdus haneches b'shesh me'maisa. Al kein mazkirinoz es Eliyahu HaNavi. That's why in the Zmirois of Moitzoi Shabbos, we mention Eliyahu HaNavi again and again, repeatedly. Shezocho lebchinas bitul hazman b'chayev, who is the individual who is zocho to nullify the time while he was physically living. Shehu b'chinas cheirus. That's the whole concept of freedom. Vaydeze onu mamshichim kedushas Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas cheirus, sheboi nizbatel kol avdus, kol uvdin d'choil. And by doing this, we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos, which is freedom, where avdus is eliminated. V'zoichin lahamshech kedusha zois al sheishes me'achoil. And we're zoichin to stretch, to take Shabbos and pull it into the weekdays. The bridge is Eliyahu HaNavi. By mentioning Eliyahu HaNavi throughout the Zmirois, that's what enables us to connect to Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi is Bechina Shabbos, Bechina Shleimus Hadas, person who did not have to go through death, you know, to get to Lamala Miyazman. So that's how we're able to draw Shabbos into the weekdays. Kedei shelo yizgaber ho'avdus shetachas hazman gam b'me'achol ganal. So that the avdus, the tachas hazman, or the 6 days of the week, shouldn't get too strong, too powerful. We squash it a little, we crush it a little by singing the Zmiras of Eliyahu HaNavi on Moitzoi Shabbos, and thereby drawing from the Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. V'yalkein Eliyahu Yovoi V'yevaser Geulas Moshiach. And this is also why Eliyahu HaNavi is that great tzaddik who is privileged, who has been designated to be the one who is going to announce the coming of Moshiach. As we mention this in the Zmiro Samaitsoi Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi, etc., etc., Bimheiro Yovo Yeleinu im Moshiach ben David. We should be zeicha that he should come to us very soon and bring with him, herald the coming of Moshiach. Ki Moshiach yizke loze hadas shel bitlazman b'shleimus. Because Moshiach is the individual who's going to be zeicha to bitul hazman to the highest level. As Rabbi Nizal mentions in the chapter in Likutim Ran that this whole halach is based on. As Rabbi Nizal explains on that posuk in Tehillim where it says, I have given birth to you today. You are born today. That refers to Moshiach, who's like a newborn every day. He's, again, above Zman. He doesn't age, he doesn't get older or weaker in any way with time. He remains fresh and new and young. V'alkein, Eliyahu, shezoch lebechinas bitul azman b'chayov, and therefore Eliyahu HaNavi is a tzaddik who was zeicha to this bitul azman while he was physically living. He was able to go up to heaven alive. Yovoi v'yevasir al zeh. He'll be the one to announce Moshiach, who is the super, super Beetle Hazman. Alkein maskir neselyo koidem hamila. And this is also why we announce Eliyahu HaNavi, we mention Eliyahu HaNavi before the bris takes place, that we've zeh hakisei shel Eliyahu HaNavi zocher latoiv, right? And we honor somebody with the privilege of placing the baby on the kisei shel Eliyahu. Umechinen lo kisei, we designate a chair for Eliyahu HaNavi. This is all min hashamayim, two of our very close friends are participating in a bris mila as we speak now in the Beit Shemesh neighborhood. One of them is Menachem Herman, Ziskin Menachem Ben Esther, whose son and David Goldstein's daughter, who is Sara Bat Rivka, gave birth to a baby boy 8 days ago, and the bris mila is taking place as we speak at 11:30 on Tuesday morning. 42 days in the Omer. The schus of all the Torah that we're learning should help that the bris should go the right way, and they should be zeichet to see all the real Yiddish anachas that they want to see from this baby. And the Gemara says that when a baby boy is born, it brings a bracha and a refuah to the family. Both families should be zeichet to all the brachas and refuahs that they need. They and all their relatives and all their friends, which includes us also. Ki ikar bechinas mitzvah smilo hu levatel hazman. Because the whole essence of what Mila is all about is Bitul Hazman. Sheshom ikrachizas kolat taivois v'amalo ilmazekanal. As we explained earlier, it's within Zman that all the taivus, all the gashmius, the oilam hazeh, the Yetzahara, is operating and pulling us down. Shezeh bechinas Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the whole concept of Eliyahu HaNavi. Shebekoichoi uzechusoi metaharin oilam huasiya kamuva. Rav Nosson Zal says it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal that it's through the power of Eliyahu HaNavi, his koyach and his chus are what purify the Olam Hoasiya. There's obviously I know one of the connections automatically. We know that Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem's most basic name, has four combinations, right? Of, Sog, Mo, Bon. We've spoken about that many times. One combination where the yud, the heys are spelled with the yud, yud vav dalid he yud, vav yud vav he yud. The second one, sog, is yud vav dalid he yud, vav aleph vav he yud, and so on and so forth. And it's listed as of, sog, then comes mo, and then comes bon. The last two are out of sequence. Of is 72, ayin beis, sog is 63. Then logically should come 52 and then 45, but it doesn't. Mo and Bon are reversed because it's brought that Ov corresponds to the Yud, Sog corresponds to the He, Mo is the one that corresponds to the Vov, and Bon is the bottom one. Bon is the lower one. Now we know that these four also correspond to the four worlds. Atzilus is the upper one, corresponding to Ov. Bria corresponds to Sug, Yitzira, the world of the angels, corresponds to Ma, and Asiya is Bon, Beis Nun. Eliyahu is Bigimatria Bon. Eliyahu Anovi, it seems the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that it's with his koyach and zchus that we're metaher our world, this physical world, this lowest one of the worlds. Olam Ho'asiya, it's called. Sheishis Yemei HaMaisa, the 6 days of work, activity. Hainu Shemevatlin Hazman. What do we mean by purifying this physical world? Eliminating time. Eliminating the negative effects of time, obviously. Sheikra Achizosoi Bozeo Olam Asiya. The main achiz of Zman is in this physical world. Vezoichin Lahamshech Bozeo Olam. And we're zoicha to draw into this world the light of the true das, shehu b'chinas bitul azman, which is the realization that time is not the way it seems to be. Shezeo b'chinas mitzvah smila. This is the concept of what bris milah is all about, as we explained earlier. It's bitul azman. It's that eighth day where we go through the whole 7 days of Orel, the 7 day cycle, and then we go above that into eight, which is Olam Haba, which is Lamala Miazman. Now, Rav Nosson Zalei adds another little curveball here. Va'ayin Besimin Kuf Yud Zayin. Take a look in Likutei Moran, chapter 117, Al Inyan Shekoshe Lishoin B'Moitzoi Shabbos. That chapter, Likutei Moran, begins by Rabbeinu Zal saying that we know it's difficult for people to sleep on Saturday night, Moitzoi Shabbos. People usually go to sleep later than on other nights. Number one, all kinds of reasons. Rabbeinu Zal there gives a fabulous, fabulous chapter of Likutei Moran explaining it. K'mavoyer Sham, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, She'eliyohu mevatel b'chinas eved. We know, we just said before, that slaves, servants, are known to be serious sleepers. They took 9 out of 10 measures of sleep in the world, right? And we know that Moitzoi Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Zal says there that there's two levels. There's Eved and Ben. There's the servant, which is the bottom, and there's the son, who is the top. Remember Rabbeinu Zal's story about the Ben Melech and the Ben Ashifcha that got exchanged. The servant and the prince. Jews are called Bnei Malachim. Ben, we're Bonim Atem LaShem Aleikechem. We're called Bonim in the Torah. We're also called Avodim sometimes when we misbehave. Avodaihem, Hashem says, you know, we're called Bnei Bechori Yisrael, Hashem's firstborn son, and sometimes we're called him. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, we know that the Gemara says that Elyonovi can't come on Shabbos. And that's one of the reasons why as soon as Shabbos is over, we start singing all of those songs about Elyonovi to remind us that now he can come. Mashiach and Elyonovi can come after Shabbos. So when we're singing about Elyonovi is the opposite of Eved. Remember, he's the one who didn't go to sleep at all. He didn't even die. He didn't even have to go into that permanent sleep. He bypassed. He's the most awake. He is the Ben. Elio is Bigimatria Bon, like we said before, or Ben, same thing. That's why on Saturday night when Elyonovi is prevalent, his light is shining super, super brightly, the Eved, which represents sleep, is out. Sleep is out. It's much more difficult to sleep. Rav Nosson Zal says here, ki avdus v'sheinu heim b'chinas tachas azman. Because both slavery and Eved and sleep are both time bombs, you know, they're both related to time very much. The Eliyahu mevatel zois. And Eliyahu, who is Saturday night, Eliyahu is all about Moitzoi Shabbos, as we mentioned, he nullifies sleep. He nullifies the Eved. Shezeu bechinas mitzvah smila. All of this is tied into the mitzvah of Mila, which is also about nullifying time.